I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romanoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, we're in the Silverton Broken Hill area.
Right.
And we also have Mr. Jeff Diaf from Checkweight on the show. Now, right at the start of the show, I'm going to be chatting with Peter and Duncan from Silverton Outback Camels.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
Very interesting. Fabulous young couple with a great little business out there, taking people for sunset camel rides and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Then straight after that,
you're going to be chatting to Jeff Diaf from Checkweight.
Checkweight. Now, this is such an important subject, Lynn, and also for the listeners, because there's so many people out there, according to Jeff, 80% of the caravans and vehicles that he weighs is either overweight or right on their limits.
Wow.
This is a very important subject.
I know. I've just tried packing a caravan again and honestly.
The amount of things you put in them and how often you use them, it's a waste of time.
I know. Everything should have two uses, so they say.
Absolutely. And then straight after that, we're going to be in Broken Hill chatting with
Irving at the Broken Hill Tourist Park.
That's right. Now, Irving's been living in Broken Hill for 26 years.
Wow.
So what he doesn't know about Broken Hill, although I did ask him the question.
Yes.
And he said, I'm learning every day.
Right. Even so there's always something happening in Broken Hill.
And there's always something new to learn. It's full of history. And I thought 26 years, you must know every crack in every sidewalk. But he said there's always something different.
Oh, okay.
And then straight after that, we're going to be chatting with
Chris Anderson.
And he is from
the Silver City Art Mint Centre.
Silver City Art Mint Centre, and that, of course, is where you're going to find the big picture.
Yes, that's quite impressive.
Very impressive. It is the biggest painting landscape, he says, in the world, I think. It's 100 metres long.
Yes, I know. It is impressive.
It totally wraps around you.
Yes. You feel like you're out in the desert. Honestly, it is a must-see.
You absolutely feel as if it's real because he's got animals and he's got landscape and then you've got this fabulous painting, 100 metres long, and I think it's about 12 metres tall.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
And tons and tons of paint.
Yes, you must see it.
And years of work to put it all together.
Yes.
All right, Lynn. Well, I think it's a fabulous program coming up.
As
that, a fabulous selection of music.
As requested by the people we interview.
I think that's the first time we got it perfectly right. So what do you think, Lynn?
On with the show.
Hello, listeners. Phil C here in Silverton with Peter and Duncan. Camels, okay? They're the Silverton Outback Camels. How are you, Duncan?
Very good, Phil.
Thank you so much for taking the time, my friend. It's a pleasure for us to be here. You've got a great establishment out here. Tell us a bit about Silverton Outback Camels.
Silverton Outback Camels was established in 2018.
Right.
The idea was born in conjunction with the original Silverton Camel Farm.
Okay.
When Peter and myself moved out here and bought our property, we ended up with a couple of camels. And through learning how to handle the camels and having Harold Kennard from the original farm show us the ropes, so to speak.
Yes.
The idea was born for us to carry on the tradition of running camels in Silverton.